A middle school gymnasium isn't where most Penn State grad students would expect to show their year's work. But under the basketball hoops in Phillipsburg Osceola Middle School, the Carbon Earth program wrapped up a year of collaboration between Phillipsburg Elementary students and Penn State doctoral candidates. Seth Wilberding, one of the program's administrators, explains that the Carbon Earth program helps college students in STEM fields become better science communicators.
The idea is if you can explain what you do as a graduate student to a third grader, you should be well trained to explain it to anyone.
Ashley Deer, a geologist at Penn State, taught the kids about the scientific process.
So we bring some of our research that we're doing into the classroom, show them the process of how we come up with questions and how we go about testing different hypotheses, and we try to make it more relevant to them so they have a sense for how science really happens and also the bigger world that they live in.
Adam Perez, who studies cyanobacteria, taught in the Harrisburg branch of Carbon Earth.
Well, at that age, they're so inquisitive, and they actually love to ask you questions upon questions because they're genuinely interested in learning.
At a table under one of the basketball hoops, students poured pale green putty at the top of a small slope and recorded how long it took to flow to the bottom. Chase Maines, a sixth grader, said this demonstrates glacial movement. Maines has become a bit of a glacier wonk.
If you would take the Berg Glacier, it is moving at 2.4 meters per day, which is very slow compared to the Jakobshavn Glacier in Antarctica, which is moving at 34.3 meters per day.
Carbon Earth gives elementary schoolers role models in science and in academia. The program has Maines considering a career in glaciology.
I was thinking about studying glaciers and where they're going to be in the future, how fast they're moving, how big they are, how thick they are.
Carbon Earth is starting the fifth and final year of its National Science Foundation grant. Deer hopes that science fairs like this one will keep the love alive.
It's nice to have the community come together and kind of see that this is exciting and also worthwhile.
Maines thinks it is.
It makes it really fun, honestly, and I think a lot of people should like science.
For WPSU's Beyond the Classroom, I'm intern Kelly Tunney.